Title: Shuffled Top Loops for Jungle Beginner. Alright, let's build one of the most important pieces of that classic jungle and drum and bass feel. Shuffled top loops. We're talking hats, shakers, little ghost sticks, the stuff that makes a beat roll forward like it's got an engine in it, without messing up the punch of your kick and snare. The goal for today is simple. We're going to start with a straight, boring pattern on purpose. Then we'll inject shuffle using Ableton's Groove Pool, and finally we'll shape it so it sits above your drums cleanly. By the end, you'll have a two bar tops loop that sounds arrangement ready, plus a bunch of ways to create variation across 8, 16, even 32 bars without turning it into constant noisy hiss. Step 0, set the context so it actually feels like jungle. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172 BPM. If you want a default, go 170. Now, even if you're not writing the full beat right now, give yourself a foundation. Put a kick on beat 1, and a snare on beats 2 and 4. That classic D&B backbeat is the anchor. Shuffled tops only make sense when you hear them pushing against something solid. If you've got a break loaded, cool. If not, no stress. Just make sure you can clearly hear that 2 and 4 snare. That's your reality check throughout the lesson. Now step 1. Pick your top sounds and keep it tight. Create a new MIDI track and name it Tops. Load a drum rack. Inside that rack, you want a few pieces. A closed hat that's short and crisp. A shaker or a noisier hat, something a little more sandy. A short open hat for accents. Optionally, a tiny riot hit or a fizzy tick, but keep it optional. Here's the main sound selection advice. Jungle tops usually have fast decays. You don't want long washy hats yet, because at 170 BPM, long hats turn into a constant blur. Let the closed hat be the sparkle, and let the shaker live more in the mid-high range, so it doesn't fight the hat for the very top end. Step 2. Program the straight skeleton. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip on the tops track. Set your grid so you can see 16THS clearly, but we're going to start simpler than that. First, the closed hat is your main pulse. Put it on every 1/8 note, so you'll hit on 1.1, 1.2, 1.3, 1.4. In plain English, 4 hats across the bar. Next, add the shaker in between those hats. Place shaker hits on the end between each 1/8, so it's like you're filling the gaps. It'll feel like a steady back and forth between hat and shaker. Then add one open hat accent. A really common spot is right near the end of the bar, around beat 4, either right on 4 or slightly later depending on taste. Now play it. It should sound straight, simple, and honestly a little boring. That's perfect. If you try to make it exciting too early, you'll overprogram it, and the groove will get messy once swing is added. Step 3. Add swing with the groove pool, the Ableton way. Open the Groove Pool. In Ableton, that's in the View menu, Groove Pool. Then go to your browser and find Grooves, and look under Swing and Groove. Grab something like Swing 16-55 as a safe starting point. If you want more shuffle, try Swing 16-57. And if you want that classic bounce, the MPC 16 swing grooves around 54 to 58 are great. Drag your chosen groove into the Groove Pool, then apply it to your tops clip. Click your MIDI clip, and in clip view, choose that groove. Now set your groove parameters. Here's a really usable starting zone. Timing around 45%, velocity around 15%, random around 7%, and the bass at 1/16. Let's translate what that actually does. Timing is the shuffle. That's the push-pull of the rhythm. Velocity is the hand feel. It makes some hits naturally softer or louder depending on the groove template. Random is just a tiny bit of unpredictability, so it doesn't sound like copy-pasted MIDI. Teacher note here. Keep your kick and snare mostly ungrooved. Jungle works because the anchor is strong and consistent. The tops can dance, but the backbeat needs to feel like a pillar. And one more coach rule that'll save you. Pick one reference grid and stick to it. For a beginner workflow, let Groove Pool handle most timing, and only manually edit 1 to 3 notes for character. If you heavily groove it and then heavily micro-nudge a bunch of notes, the loop can start to limp instead of roll. Step 4. Turn it into a jungle loop by making it a 2-bar conversation. Duplicate that 1-bar clip so it becomes 2 bars. Now we're going to add variation, but not by cramming more notes everywhere. Jungle roll is about pockets and ghost details. First move, add skips. Remove a couple of closed hats across the 2 bars. Not a bunch, just 2 is enough. When you remove one hat, you create a little breath, and the next hit feels like it leans forward. Second move, add ghost tops. These are tiny, quiet 16th notes that pop in and out. Drop a few quiet hat ticks in places that don't steal attention. Think of them like little pebbles thrown into the groove. You'll hear motion, not a new pattern. Third move, one manual nudge, just one. Turn off the grid or go super fine, like 1/64, and choose a single shaker hit. Nudge it slightly late. You're aiming for the feel of maybe 5 to 12 milliseconds late, not an obvious delay. If you do it right, you won't hear late, you'll hear a skitter. That's an important mindset. Jungle is tight, but human. One or two special timing moves add character. 10 timing moves add slop. Step 5. Velocity shaping. This is where bounce really comes from. Open the velocity lane in the MIDI editor. A good beginner range is strong hits around 70 to 100, medium hits around 45 to 70, ghost hits around 10 to 35. Here's a simple trick that instantly creates forward motion. Make the hats on beats 2 and 4 slightly louder than the hats on 1 and 3. Keep it subtle. You're not trying to make accents obvious. You're creating a gentle push into the snare moments. For shakers, keep them mostly medium and consistent. Too much velocity drama on shakers can make the groove feel messy fast. And here's another pro coaching habit. Do a snare clarity test every minute. This audio version is shortened for playback.